The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Port Moeller has fished its last test for the season. We've got those numbers. And did NACNEC processors lose power today for a bit? This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Dave Benninger. We are glad to be on board with you tonight. You put another 2 million fish away yesterday, and the run might be past halfway. Coming up, we'll get some analysis from Icicle's Warner Liu.
Going with the 8-day lag, I would say July 15th. I'd like to say give or take, but I'll go with July 15 if you pin me down to one day. The interesting part would be what's behind that.
That's his prediction of the peak. And the total runs to Igigik and Ugashik are within about a million fish of their preseason forecasts. Area management biologist Paul Solomon shares his thoughts and tells us how things are going.
We're in the escapement range in both of them. And in Ugashik, we have fish en route. And Igigik, we're kind of right around the midpoint.
Those conversations, plus we'll be joined by Michael Link in a moment here, are coming up tonight. A reminder to our listeners here in the Bay on AM 670 and online at kdlg.org, please consider taking time this busy week to make a financial donation to KDLG. This is our annual membership drive week. We work hard to put this and the rest of our news coverage together, and we need your support to see that it continues into the future. 842-5281 or online at kdlg.org. It only takes a minute and every little bit helps.
It's Roger Petron and our family, my wife and three sons. We fish at Pilot Point. You guys have been doing a great job too. Your reporting is just, I've been down here for 35 years in this location, this is my 38th season in the Bay. So I have watched the evolution of the whole programming there, and you guys are doing a great job. It's uplifting to get a little different, a little humor mixed in, and also, you know, the factual parts of what's going on throughout the coverage, but still have some interesting stuff.
Thanks, Roger. We appreciate that feedback. Dave at kdlg.org or Molly at kdlg.org, or call us here anytime. Let's run down the day's data, and I want to start with this. The total run through Monday is 27.1 million sockeye. Now, we pulled up the daily run summary from exactly a year ago, and the total run through July 11th of 2015 was 27.7 million sockeye. That's a 600,000 fish difference. I don't know that there's a takeaway from that, except that it's interesting how similar these two late runs seem to be. Total harvest on Monday Bay-wide was 2.1 million sockeye, bringing the season total to 19.4 million. Total escapement in the Bay, 630,000 fish. Season total, 6.6 million fish have been counted past towers and sonar. Let's break it down by district, starting with Ugashik. The catch yesterday, 346,000 sockeye, cumulative 3.1 million. Escapement in the Ugashik River yesterday, 71,500, season total 508,000, with an in-river estimate of 175,000. Igigik District catch Monday, 433,000 sockeye, cumulative 5.3 million. Escapement to the Igigik River, 179,000 Monday, cumulative 1.35 million, with 100,000 estimated in-river. NACNEC Quijack District had the biggest catch on Monday, 874,000 sockeye landed, season total 5,023,000. Escapement to the Quijack River Monday, 190,000, season total just past 2 million. NACNEC River Escapement on Monday, 84,000, cumulative 996,000. Nooshigak District catch on Monday, 438,000 sockeye. On the season, 5.78 million. Escapement by river here, Nooshigak River, 28,600 reds past the sonar Monday, season total 582,000. Wood River tower count on Monday, 54,000 reds, season total 937,000. Igushik River counted 18,700 reds on Monday, season total 162,000. Togiak Fleet went back to work Monday, 25,000 reds harvested, season total there now 207,000. 4,100 past the tower on the Togiak River, season total 18,100 sockeye counted as escapement for the Togiak River. Sockeye per drift delivery, Ugashik again on top with 1,265 fish average. Naknek Kwejek, 903 sockeye average. Nooshigak, 842. Igigik, 643. Togiak, 255. We have the latest permits as of 4:35 p.m. from the Department of Fish and Game. Naknek Kwejek, currently 680 permits, drift permits, registered to fish on 546 vessels. Permits expected to climb to 754 in 48 hours. Nooshigak District, 312 permits on 242 vessels, staying the same. Igigik, 299 permits on 238 vessels, staying the same. Ugashik, 296 permits on 229 vessels, climbing to 305 permits in 48 hours. Total right now, 1,630 drift permits registered to fish, climbing to 1,713 in 48 hours. 333 boats, D-boats in the bay, climbing to 353 in 48 hours. Let's run down the allocation briefly here by district. Ugashik drift, 89.2%. Ugashik set, 10.8%. In the Igigik district, drift was 82.5%. Igigik set, 17.5%. The Naknek Kwejek district, Kwejek set, 11.8%. Naknek set, 9.6%. Naknek Kwejek drift, 78.6%. Nooshigak District, drifters accounting for 68.6% of the harvest. Nooshigak set 20.6%. Igushik set 10.7%. Over to Port Moeller numbers. These just down here within the last half hour. This is from the July 12th catches. That's today. Able to fish all stations back in from 12 on its last day of effort here in Bristol Bay before heading up to Norton Sound. Here's the catches by station. First of all, the mean daily catch index, 32. That's up a bit from 18 yesterday, down considerably from 61 Sunday. Reminder that Saturday's catch was 77, Friday's catch was 77. Those appear to be the high mean daily catch indexes. Station 2, 2 and 8, total of 10. Station 4, 8 and 7, total of 15. Station 6, 0 and 4, total of 4. Station 8, 22 and 11, total of 33. Station 10, 5 and 4, total of 9. Station 12, 13 and 7, total of 20. That's 50 in the 4.5 and 41 in the 5 and an eighth. Also out today are genetics from the July 9 and 10 catch at Port Moeller. In descending order, here are those genetic estimates from the Department of Fish and Game. Ugashik District, 29.5%. Igigik, 20.5%. Kwejek River, 17%. Alagnak River, 11.3%. Naknek River, 10%. Igushik, 9.2%. North Peninsula, 1.3%. Kuskokwim, 1%. Nooshigak, 0.1%. Togiak, 0.1%. Again, a comparison to last year, the genetics from July 7 and 8 of 2015, you probably recall that run showed up late as well and big time to Naknek Quijack. Well, the genetics from July 7 and 8 of 2015 showed 42% returning to Quijack River, 21% to Igigik River. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Support for KDLG comes from Integrated Marine Systems, helping Alaskan fishermen maximize the value of their salmon catch through advanced refrigerated seawater systems since 1989. For more information, Integrated Marine on the web at imspacific.com or 800-999-0765.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's July 12th, Tuesday. I'm Dave Benninger. Molly Dishner will be back tomorrow. The Port Muller test fishing effort wrapped up today. Michael Link is one of the data analysts with the project and joined just a few minutes ago for an end-of-the-season update. Michael, good to have you back on the program. Port Muller test fishery wrapping up today. Let me ask you first, they fished all the way back in, and you mentioned it looks like the peak was delineated through the last bit of catches here.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that we got out this last trip on the 11th and 12th of July. We've never fished the 11th and 12th, and catches were still climbing. We'd had it just a bit off on the 9th, 10th there, slightly off, but delineating the peak at Muller is important for a whole bunch of reasons. One, to figure out how well it's working, and of course, inshore, knowing what's going to happen in the coming days. If we're still climbing when the program wrapped up, that leaves a lot of uncertainty in what's left in the pipeline here.
Let me ask you that, because I think that you're already fishing a few days later than you used to, but tell me about the timing of the wrapping up, and also, are there any other changes this year that you can allude to now, and we'll follow up with you more when we get a little bit more time about some of those.
Yeah. So typically, we, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th of July, the utility of the program for managers starts to wane, because we've gone over the peak. They're often on fishing, basing on their decisions on inshore performance within the districts. And so we often wrap up 6th, 7th, 8th. Last year, we got it out to about the 10th there. And wished we could have fished a bit more, but we didn't have the boats pretty fully committed, so I had to leave, go up to Norton Sound and do other work. So this year we did adjust the vessel schedule to leave ourselves a bit more room if we saw another late run. So we were very glad we'd done that, and we were able to get this last trip fit in.
Any other changes in 2016 that we can point out quickly here tonight?
Sure, yeah. Well, I guess, we've been making a few changes over the last 8 or 10 years with the net and configuring it to be less selective for bigger fish and so on. This year, we took what we learned about the replicate sets the last few years, and we went to a shorter set that allowed us to free up a little bit of time, and we were able to get out to Station 12 on every trip on each day and sample it. That was a big help, and we took a bit of heat for modifying the protocols yet again, but we've always felt that Port Muller's limitations are due to sampling problems. Getting to cover the run in space, meaning across the transect as far out as the fish occur, and in time, getting enough sets in every day over a long enough period to characterize the run timing and the abundance. So we did that, and we're really pleased, because we learned something about Station 12. That's the most times we've ever fished Station 12. And we've got some ideas for next year on how to potentially go after what looks like more missed fish than most people suspected. We've seen runs where it's clear there's a bunch of fish offshore, but this year, and we fished just to 10, we wouldn't have even been able to suspect that. We saw that little uptick out at 12
right
on a lot of days, especially in the big push of fish.
Right.
So we're really pleased with that additional effort out at 12. And the shorter sets caused a little bit of challenge early on with getting enough samples for the genetics, but the crew adapted and did double sets at all the stations until we had enough fish for genetic samples in that early part of the run. So, yeah, it was a great team effort.
Well, we're going to leave it there for now, but I think a conversation about gaps in research and things to improve on or add for next year will be something we'll come back to here within the month or so before everybody forgets all about Bristol Bay till next May or so. But Michael Link, thank you for offering the update, and thank you for getting those catches into our hands here tonight just in time for the broadcast. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you later.
Support comes from Crowley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years. Crowley supports local fisheries onshore and off with a full range of commercial marine fuel products and Bristol Bay floater fueling services. More information at crowleyfuels.com.
We heard late in the day that Naknek Electric Association had hit something of a peak themselves. Phone calls to the manager there went unreturned today. Several processors did report they were having problems with limited or no power briefly. Wojtek Novak, the Bristol Bay manager for Copper River Seafoods, offered something of an update, but he said he didn't have much info from NEA either.
No, really, they call us and they just said, you know, they have overheating their generator and they need to emergency shut it down, but we don't have any really details. We are a little bit worried it can happen again, because, you know, everybody right now running the full speed and using as much power we can.
I asked Novak about the problems that had been created by the power outage and if the company offered any details on whether it would subside in the hours or days ahead.
What I know, I don't know too much. I just know we was without the power for the while. I mean, mainly it was the high tide. It was pumping the fish to the tanks and just power went out. And we was not able to pump the boat. We have to start up our backup generator and get up and running. It will take us a little bit, but we are up and running.
Vojta Novak with Copper River Seafoods in Naknek will bring you more details about that tomorrow if we can get them. Shifting now to the Igigik and Ugashik districts. Want to point out that the total run now to Ugashik is 3.8 million fish. Total run to the Igigik district is 6.8 million fish. Preseason forecast for those are not that far off. Igigik District, 7.4 million was the forecast from Fish and Game, and Ugashik District was 4.95 million. I called over to Paul Solomon at the Fish and Game office in King Salmon today for an update on his river systems and how the fishing is going. Good to speak with you here on the 12th. You know, this could have been like a how was your season kind of a conversation by now, but you say those Ugashik and Igigik districts are energizer bunnies.
They're still doing pretty well. I've got decent numbers of fish in both of them, and the genetics is supporting that there's still something yet to come. That's always uncertain at this point, but we're fishing pretty hard, and we're trying to take advantage of the surplus. We're in the escapement range in both of them, and in Ugashik we have fish in route, and Igigik we're kind of right around the midpoint.
So that midpoint, as far as the announcement went out today, has been reached in Igigik, allowing us a little bit more freedom of movement. I don't know who's going to take advantage yet, but tell me about your escapement rather in Ugashik instead. How close are you to the midpoint there?
We got a ways to go yet. We just broke the bottom end yesterday. So we're at through yesterday morning, this morning, we're at 508,000. The midday counts are not bad. They're kind of pacing yesterday, so we'll probably be about 550 by the time today is over with.
Paul,
plus or minus.
When I look at Fish and Game's preseason forecast, the total run to Ugashik and the total run to Igigik, the preseason is not more much more than a million off of your total run as of today. What are your thoughts on going up to that? What are your thoughts on going over this season? I have some sense that people think the peak is still a few days off here.
Well, Igigik and Ugashik have been strong all season in the genetics stuff, and it's been borne out by what showed up in the districts. It's a relative thing between the two of them. It's hard to say where we're going to end up, but they're looking real good. Igigik right now is at 6.7, and that's preliminary numbers. So that's already starting to approach the forecast, and we still have fish to come.
Last day for Port Moeller test fishery that we know of is today. I haven't seen the catches when I'm speaking with you here at 4 o'clock, but what do you want to see out of today's catches?
At this point, we're kind of getting to almost the automatic pilot part of the season, so whatever's out there is an indicator of something, but I'm not really sure what that's going to mean in the district. Using the travel time, it'll be here by the weekend, whatever it is.
Paul, how about the effort right now, and how is your allocation looking?
Well, the allocation is a little off, but we're in manage the escapement mode again, and we don't have that much drift effort by comparison in Igigik. We're under 300 boats. I think we're about 275 or so this morning. That's a fairly light load, and there are still decent numbers of fish moving through. Today's catch was in the 450 range, or yesterday's catch. So there's still some opportunity for the folks who are there, and we're giving them pretty much as much time as we can get on the books at this point.
Who's ahead in the allocation on both?
The SetNet folks are gaining slowly again in Igigik. It was about 84.16, and now it's about 83.5, 16.5. So it's and they're gaining slightly on each tide. I think they're being a little more efficient on the inside because the drift fleet is so small. There's not a whole lot of stopping power there. They're clipping the top off it pretty good, but we're still having some fish leak upriver. And Ugashik, it's about 90.10, which is where it's supposed to be.
Okay. So. Paul Solomon, manager for the Ugashik and Igigik districts, speaking to us from the King Salmon office. Paul, good as always. Thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Dave. Have a good day.
The Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
Finally tonight, we enjoy bringing you some analysis of the run as it takes shape, and we appreciate our friends at Fish and Game Port Moeller FRI for joining regularly. Before the season started, Icicles Fleet Manager Warner Liu joined us to talk about the run. He said then that 2016 would be normal to late and probably big, basing those predictions mainly on temperatures and the lack of Bering sea ice over the winter. For background, Liu has a long history with FRI and Fish and Game before he joined up with industry. I enjoy speaking with him frequently throughout the week and invited me to his fleet office today to sit down and talk about the run so far. I asked first what he's seeing and when he predicts this run will peak.
Well, earlier in the year, I was thinking normal to late, and here we are certainly looking late as far as run size. Everyone that's watching the Port Moeller numbers saw the spike at Moeller around July 8th or 9th, and I was clocking it at 8 days, at least that's what I'm seeing in our icicle catch, and I'm thinking the peak's going to hit around the 15th, give or take. So I'm expecting that the run's still looking large. We've got a lot of fish in front of us, and once it hits the whatever peak, I expect to see a decent tail to this run. Yesterday, the Moeller numbers dropped off sharply, and like everyone else, I'm hoping it's just a lull and it's going to climb back up today, but I don't expect it to simply vanish or evaporate.
You sort of offered the suggestion that this run could end up being very big, and last year was very big. It was close to 60 by the time it finally tapered off. This year, the prediction was between 46 and 51. What do you think at this point in the season?
Well, and last year, the mystery Alagnac fish, that component was discovered long after all of us had gone home. And for this year, I think all the forecasts were certainly solid, and there were some wild cards. You look at all the rivers that had a lot of jacks last year, the Wood River, Ugashik, Igigik, and Kwechak. They all had amazing number of jacks, and each of those I considered a wild card for this year, producing perhaps more than forecast. And so, I'm looking forward to the Kwechak having a good showing here eventually.
Those genetics that came out this week from the July 7th and 8th catch, you're a little bit skeptical about them on account of the Kwechak? Why so?
Oh, because I want to believe what I want to believe. And this massive Ugashik chunk that showed up in the July 7th, July 8th genetics, it could well be how that chunk of the run is composed, but I'm hopeful that we're going to see more Kwechak fish than what's shown up. You look at last year's Kwechak run, how that came in, and they had some massive escapement days all the way up until July 19th, and those fish were probably entering the Kwechak system around the 15th or 16th, and that's the sort of thing I'm looking forward to this year. So while Ugashik is looking strong right now, I expect we've got a ways to go, and I expect to see the Kwechak component climb.
I think everybody is getting the sense that there is a ways to go. So the question is the bay ready to keep fishing that and keep supporting that? Let me ask you first, is your fleet prepared to keep fishing? And second, how will Icicle support the late run?
Well, as far as the fishing fleet goes, I don't think anyone ever gets enough. Icicle has been, we haven't been pressed yet. We're keeping up with everything the fishermen have caught to this point fairly easily. There's always struggles, but overall, we're getting through the fish as quickly as they bring it. We're prepared for a big hit. We've got three haul-out tenders standing by, and our plants are easily keeping up with the catch that the fishermen have brought us up till now.
When you say haul-out tender, remind us what that is and why a company might have them in place here.
Oh, so we've got some pollock trawlers work out of Dutch Harbor, and we bring them into Bristol Bay to... When we're getting plugged, we haul fish out to our canneries elsewhere in the state. We have a cannery in Larson Bay, one in Seward. We've even hauled fish out to Petersburg. That's quite a stretch, but Larson Bay is an easy haul, and we'll send fish that end up out to those canneries, and they end up in the can, which is not a great market, but it's one way to deal with the fish.
Better than not taking the fish, I would guess.
It's a last resort, yes.
We have, it appears to be also some hot days in front of us here. How has your fleet been doing with chilling? By 2018, I know Icicle is going to require it. How are they doing this year, and how is Icicle prepared to support them if these temperatures stay up here in the upper 70s over the next 3, 4, 5 days?
You know, this year, the Icicle fleet's done the best job I've ever seen on chilling fish. More people are icing, more people have added RSW units. They're really doing their part. And quality has been impressive. On our side, we also have three of the haul-out tenders. They're able to give cold water to fishermen and to tenders to help jumpstart their systems. In Ugashik, we've got a nice machine on a barge out there, and that's been helping the fleet down there chill the fish. So the fleet's done a great job.
I think one of the big things that's going to be on the minds of everybody here today, tomorrow, and especially going into the weekend is this potential that we could be back on limits. Is Icicle, and what do you know about everybody else, is the industry prepared to take a big bunch of fish?
Boy, I can't speak for any of the companies, but Icicle's got a great workforce, much improved over last year. So that's one of the reasons we're keeping up well with production from the fleet. So between a great workforce this year and controlling our fleet size, I think we're as prepared for a big hit as we ever have been. That and the haul-out tenders, I think we're ready for a peak end of this week here.
The new owner was in town here recently, Mr. Cook from Canada, and I tried to catch up with him. I missed the chance, but did he seem to be satisfied with the operations he saw and the wild product being harvested out here in the bay?
Short answer is yes. He said he was very committed to the Alaskan wild fisheries. He comes from a fishing family himself. Grandfather and father were fishermen, so he gets this. He totally gets this. He considers wild sockeye to be a premium seafood that should be handled and marketed accordingly.
Last question. Peak days, what's your money on?
You know, again, going with the 8-day lag, I would say July 15th. I'd like to say give or take, but I'll go with July 15th if you pin me down to one day. The interesting part would be what's behind that. And, you know, last year, at least for Icicle, it looked like about a third of the catch was behind the peak day. And I'm hoping for at least that or better.
Warner Liu, the Icicle Seafoods Fleet Manager here in Bristol Bay. It's always good to speak with you. Thanks so much for the time today.
My pleasure, Dave.
Oh my, are we over time again tonight. Tomorrow, come for a tour of Icicle's Wood River plant and hear about their recent upgrades. Your marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay waters tonight, northwest 15, becoming northeast after midnight, seas at 3. Tomorrow, southeast 10, seas at just 2 feet. Out from Port Hyde to Cape Sarachev tonight, north winds 15 knots, seas 4. Tomorrow, north 20, except northeast 15 from Port Muller east, seas at 4. Please take a minute and pledge your financial support to KDLG this week. Catch our replays of this program at 10 and 2 and keep in touch. I'm Dave Bettinger. We'll see you back here for more tomorrow. Good night, Bristol Bay.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.